We are learning Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Tezayin Ralef. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Lama Taikim Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow shofar Rosh Hashanah? Faitim Rakasha, Lama Taikim? Rachman Amataku. It's a pasuk in Torah. Tikka b'chayu shofar b'kasei chagenu. You should. That's not in Torah. It's in Tehillim. You should blow shofar. We don't have to blow shofar. El Lama Mariam. Why do we blow teruah? Faitim Mariam. Rachman Amazikra in teruah. The lashon teruah in the Torah. It's the right to blow shofar. What's the question? Ella. Question like this: Lama Taikin and Mariam Kashen Yeshvin. Why do we blow shofar when we're sitting, which means before Musaf? The Taikin Mariam Kashen Yeshvin. Then we blow shofar again b'shas Musaf. The Ikar Tkiyah Shofar b'shas Musaf. So why do we blow shofar before Musaf? And for the Gemara, Kedei La'arav HaSatan, in order to confuse the Satan, Rashi says what's pshat that when he hears the Klai Yisrael b'mechab b'sam mitzvahs, he loses his power to prosecute Klai Yisrael. He sees they love the shofar, blow it before and do extra tekiyas, so he's ma'arav satan. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that if he hears the shofar two times, he thinks that that's the end of him, because he knows when we talk of a shofar God, Mashiach is going to come blow shofar. So it says in the Yeshami, Kachama kol shipura zim lechadim. Here's it one time, blow. He's nervous, but you know he's not so nervous. The Kachama Tinya hears it again. I'm a vada izel shapur disco shepherd goes, it's Mamash Mashiach. I'm what the Zimna Lim Spala. And it's coming time for him to get destroyed. And he gets all confused and he gets all flustered and he can't prosecute the Eden. Bam Rav Yitzchak, Kol Shana Shein Teikul Lev Techila Asai, Maria Lev B'Seifa. Any year that you don't blow Shefer on Rosh Hashanah, Maria Lev B'Seifa, he'll end up being bad at the end. Maria Lev B'Seifa either Ra, or it means a Lashon that the be tiniest, be a tinus, and you have to blow shofar out a tinus at the end. My timer, the ear of Satan, because the Satan didn't get confused. It means the round learns. It means you didn't blow the extra tekiyas. If you don't blow the extra tekiyas, even there's going to be tzaras at the end of the year because the Satan did not get confused. Tosfos speaks out. Mefarash Balachos Gedolos. Tosfos Dir Masal Shein. Lav the Mikla B'Shabbosa. Not if it lands up on Shabbos, because then you're not supposed to blow shofar. El Des Yald Einsof. There's Einis, and you couldn't blow shofar. That's when it could be bad. Other Rishonim say even more that Einis also wouldn't be bad. Only if it's a Pshia that you didn't blow shofar, then it'll be a bad year. V'am Rav Yitzchak. Kol Shana Shiroshon B'Tchilasa. Any year that starts off Rosh, which Rashi means Shisrael Oisimatman Rosh Roshon Al David Achunu Matrila. Any year the Klai Yisrael Davins B'Kavana make themselves poor B'Tfila, then the Misasharis B'Seifa, they'll be rich at the end. Shnei Mereshus Hashana Arachas Hashana. We Darshan, it says Mereshus K'siv out the Aleph, Mereshus K'siv. If you make it poor beginning, but Achras, Seifa Shishla Achras. At the end, there'll be a good ending. B'Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein Dolem to Adam Alfi Ma'isav Sha'oiz Hashah. You only down a person, see what he is at that time. Shnei Ma'at says, by Yishmael, that Hagar and Yishmael were thrown out of Avram's house, and Yishmael was very sick. She threw Yishmael down on the floor, and she went away. And Yishmael was about to die. And says Hashem, listen to Yishmael's tefillas. Gesham ba'alekim al anar ba'asher u'sham. Ba'asher u'sham midarshan means, even though, like Rashi and Chumash says, and Rashi over here, it also springs up in Bereishis Rabbah, the Malach HaShar said, Fikash Baruch Hu, these Arabs are going to do so much bad to Klal Yisrael eventually. You let them live? So Hashem said, right now, is he a Rasha or a Tzadik? Is he a Tzadik? Okay. Rasha or Sham, he's going to live. Another reference to the parashas of Yair. Ba'am Rav Yitzchak, Gimel Dvar Maskir Ma'avnei Shishol Adam. There are three things that cause Hashem to remember the avarice of a person. Elohim Kir Notui, someone walks next to a shaky wall, which means someone does a dangerous thing. Ve'iyun Tefillah, which means someone is Soymech on his Tefillah that's going to be answered. U'moyse Din Al-Khaveri, and someone that says that Hashem should punish someone because of him. All three things have a tzad hashava, Taisa says, and Taisa Ian Tila. All three things he's beiteach in his own schusim. He says, I could walk on the wall, my schusim are very big. You know, I could, my tefillah's answer, a big schusim. I could tell Hashem to punish someone because of me, because I'm a big tzaddik. That's not good. The Amr of Oven, bring a riot from the parish of Vayera. Call a Moisa Dinah Chaveroi, Huner Shkila. Anyone who says, Davin, that Hashem should punish them, he gets punished first. Shnema, Vatoymes Sarai El Avram Chamasi Alecha. Sarai told Avram, you know, I'm angry at you. V'chziv, this is talking about in the pasuk that the pasuk where Yishmael, this is really a few parashas before, it's a little bit shvar. This talk about Sarai, when before she became Sarai, this is in Parashas Lech Lecha, when Hagar got pregnant, and Sarah complained to Avram that you should have done for me also. It says, Chamasi Lecha, V'chziv, Ayyavi Avram, Lispoi V'sarav Lev Kaisa. And says that who died first? Sarah died first. We have Avram was part of Sarah because you see that, right. So Rashi's girsa is the pasuk of Yishpat Hashem Beini Uveinecha, and not the pasuk of a time of Sarah Avram Chamasi Alecha. A different pasuk entirely. It's the pasuk that's Parashas Vayera that says Yishpat Hashem Beini Uveinecha, which pastors was going maybe on Yishmal, but that's the pasuk that Rashi quotes. Var Rabbi Yitzchak, Dal Dvar Mekarim Gzadina Shel Adam. There are four things that can help to tear the gzardin of a person. Elohim, tzedakah, which means giving tzedakah, charity. Tzaakah, which means screaming. Shinu, screaming, which means davening to Hashem with a lot of kavana. Shinu Hashem, to change the name. That's why people add the name Rafal. The Shinu Maisa, and changing your Maisim, which basically means tshuva. Tzedakah, what's the bakar? Dechsiv, tzedakah, tzatzel mavet. Tzedakah will save you from death. And the Rashi says, Hashem will save you from the Gzardin. Shinu Hashem, the Chziv, Sarai Yishtechel, Isikar Shema Sarai, Kisar Shema, her name now is Sarai, Chziv, Rachter Yisav, Gam Zatim Menel Chaben, you see, she'll have a child then. What's the Vart of Shinu Hashem? Zok the Ran, the beer in Shinu Hashem is, the time of the Milsa, the Shinu Hashem, Gerim will last a tshuva. It caused him to tshuva. Shem Ali by any Oisa Ish. I'm not that person anymore. She's the current thing. But Sarah is talking Maisa. I'm a different person. I'm a different person. Therefore, he changes his Maisa. He changes his Maisa. Maisa, the Chsiv, Yar Alekim has Maaseim. The Chsiv, by Yenochim Alekim Al Ra, Ashadiba Lass Lehem Loy Asa. This is talking about Yoina with the ear of Nineveh. They were supposed to get all killed. And Hashem saw the Maisim, the tshuva, and it says, so you see all these four things help. Changing your place might help also. The chsiv, and afterwards you leave, make you into a big nation. The Tanakam held, it's not Raya. Who's chus the Eretz Yisrael? The chus the Eretz Yisrael helped that change. What are you telling? This is before he changed his name. He changed the lechem aratzchon. Then that's go go go. Bar Rav Yitzchak, chayv adam lahakbil pnei rabbi berega. Here you cash. That's good cash. There also shino the Rambam's name was yeah. Bar Rav Yitzchak, chayv adam lahakbil pnei rabbi berega. You mechuyev to greet your rabbi on yontif. Shnema madua at helechas elav hayom parshas vayeres haftira. It says that the isha shenamis, her new son was nifter, and she went to go Elisha. And her husband said, why are you going? It's not Shabbos today. It's not Chodesh today. But I do have to let us love you in L'Chodesh Shabbos. M'chlad, L'Chodesh Shabbos, a boy little mezel. Special occasions, you have to go. This Gemara is problematic, first of all, so you should go every Shabbos and Yom Tov, not only regal. It's Ayin, the Reid Behuda. And also, if it's the gay these days, this din is a halacha these days. Also, Ayin, the Reid Behuda, some say, Solim Zman, regal. Olim Zman, Beis Mikdash, some say the opposite. Dafka Zman is that we don't have Beis Mikdash. But it's not for our discussion right now. Bar Rav Yitzchak, Chayiv Odo Matayrs Atzvi Regla. A person is mechuyev to matayr himself on Yontif for Yontif. We go to the mikvah Shnema. When we've lost some place to go, says in the pasuk, Chayiv Odo Matayrs Atzvi Regla to matayr himself for Regla Shnema. When we've lost some place to go, when we've lost some place to go, he shouldn't touch a nevela. Now, what? How do you see that pasuk? The Brisa will explain. When we've lost some place to go, he shouldn't touch a nevela. Yachol Yu Yisrael Muzar Ma'amag Nevela. Maybe Klai Yisrael should be Muzar. It says the pasuk shouldn't touch on Nevela. Not talking about Kaharim, then talking about Yisraelim. Is Yisraelim now touching Nevela? Tamaloymar. No. Emel Kaharim Ne'aroin. It says in the pasuk that Kaharim now become Tommy Mace. Ne'aroin Muzar Ne'aroin Muzar. Dafka Kaharim have this Isser to become Tommy, not Klai Yisrael. But the Dvarim Kavachaymer. Well, Matum Chamura, Matumus Mace, Dafka Kahanim Mizar Mizraelim Mizarim, Dafka Kahanim have his Isser, not Israelim, Tuma Kala can avail a culture gain. The Tuma Kala, you think they should have this din of becoming us to become Tame? Elamatam Lemon of us to go over Rega. The Pasuk says you shouldn't touch an Avela, that's going on Yontif. That means on Yontif, you have to retire yourself before Yontif. Again, this is also a big discussion if it's Mizan Azah, that people are Tame Mace anyway. Lamaisa, a lot of sheep is hold that it is Negeya, and therefore it's a very big Indian to go to mikvah at least before Yom Tov. The three books open in Rosh Hashanah. Echad shel Hashem Gemurim, one is for Hashem Gemurim. Ve'echad shel Tzadikim Gemurim, ve'echad shel Beinim, and some of the Beinim. Rashi says, what does it mean Shloisha Svarim? Sifrei Zechorinus shel Ma'aseh Briyos. The Sefer Zechorinus Ma'aseh Briyos. What does Rashi want? Rashi wants like this. That we're going to say in a second that the Beinim don't, they get half to Yom Kippur. So what do you have a Sefer for? Pashi learned the Sefer is the Gzar, the Gemara Din. What do you have a Sefer for? He has to Yom Kippur. Terry says, Rashi says, it doesn't mean Svarim that would have Gemara Din. It's the Svarim, the ledger of what they did the whole year. The Sifrei Zecharon Shal Maiseh HaBriyas. So Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtovim La'at L'Chayim. Tzadikim Gemurim, if they're Tzadikim Gemurim, they get written La'at L'Chayim. Rishon Gemurim, Nechtovim Nechtovim La'at L'Misa. They go straight L'Misa. Beinim, Kluim V'ayim Rishon Yom Kippurim. Beinim, they wait until Yom Kippur to get the final din. Zachu Nechtovim L'Chayim. Lo Yizachu Nechtovim L'Misa. If there's Zaycha, then Nechtovim L'Chayim. Lo Yizachu L'Misa. And the big cash is that all the Rishonim ask, that we find a lot of times a tzaddik gomer will die that year, will have tzaras that year. And a Rasham, you know the guy's a Rosh Gomer, he lives through the year, and he has even wins the lottery. So what does it mean that Nechtov Nechtov La'alta Lamisa? Not La'alta Lamisa, he had a whole year of fancy cars and fancy houses. What's going on here? So Enfer Tosfos, that this din means, La'alta L'chayim means La'olam Haba. Every year there's two dinim. One din is how his year is going to be. And that, Hashem a lot of times will give a tzaddik some tzaris, they want to give him more olam haba. And Rasha will get a lot of good stuff in this world, he should get zero olam haba. When it says over here, nechtovim l'chayim, and nechtovim l'misa, means l'olam haba. Every year, there's a psak din, a judge for olam haba, every year. Tzaddikim a judge for olam haba, and right away, at that time, and Rasham go ahead. And every year, it's redone again. Even after they die, it's redone again. And what's the point of this every year? I in the Svarim to talk about it. But Kapanim, that's Taisus Pshat that's going La'olam Haba. There are other Pshatim in the Rishonim as well. We don't have time for that right now. Amar Rav Avim, where's the Makar, the three Svarim? Mikra. The Pasuk says, Yimachu Mesefe Chaim Tzadikim Alei Kaseva. The Pasuk can tell him. And we dash like this. Yimachu Mesefe Zem, which means Dor Melch saying, don't put me in this Sefer. Zeh Sifrin Shor Rasham. That's the Sefer of Rasham. Gemurim. Chayim zeh sifrin shel tzadikim. Chayim is the sefer of tzadikim. Vim tzadikim alei kaseva zeh sifrin shel beinim. That's the svarim of beinim. Why call them tzadikim? So the farshim say because klapei the rishon that's tzadikim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Hacha. This pasuk. The makar is in this pasuk. The rem is in this pasuk. Vim ayim mechino mesifrin shel kasafta. Moshe Rabbeinu said this, and we dash like this. Mechino zeh sifrin shel rishon. That's the sefer of rishon. Mesifrin zeh sifrin shel tzadikim. Your sefer that's sefer of tzadikim. Asher kasafta zeh sifrin shel beinim. That's the sefer, the book of the beinim. Tanya beishamay oimrim gimel kitas hem liyamidin. The three groups of the liyamidin. Achas shel tzadikim gemurim, ve'achas shel rishon gemurim, ve'achas shel beinim beinim. There's three groups: the tzadikim gemurim, rishon gemurim, and beinim. Tzadikim gemurim nachtavim nachtam la'at l'chay olam. Tzadikim gemurim get written right away l'chay olam. Rishon gemurim nachtavim nachtam la'at l'ganim. They get nicked down right away to Gehenna. This Yom Adin, Rashi says, is not on Rosh Hashanah. This Yom Adin is Keshichu Amesim, and we will continue. Metz Hashem will start again from Tanya tomorrow because we're out of time. So Metz Hashem, tomorrow's Shir will start from Tanya, 5 lines to the bottom, to Zayin Amesh.